Side 2, Grammatical Section. Relative Pronouns and Clauses, Second Part. Non-defining Relatives. In Lesson 14, we discussed the pronouns and their uses in defining relative clauses. In this lesson, we shall see what non-defining relative clauses are and which pronouns to use in them. The name itself tells us what non-defining relative clauses are. In fact, they add something to the sentence which is not essential for its comprehension or completeness. It does not define the noun it follows, but adds something to the information already given. It is important to remember A. that the non-defining relative phrase is preceded and followed by a comma. The form is more common in written than in spoken English. B. The objective case is never omitted in this form. The pronouns used are for persons, subject who, object whom or who, with preposition whom, possessive whose. Here are some examples. My friend John, who is a good swimmer, found the current very strong. Mary Smith, whom you met at my party, is Peter's girlfriend. Joe Black's teacher, of whom you must have heard, is leaving for America next week. Mr. Jones, whose sister married a rich industrialist, lives in a modest cottage at the end of the village. For things, subject, which, object, which, with preposition, which, possessive, of which, or whose. Note the relatives in the following non-defining clauses. Your history book, which was on the table this morning, has disappeared. Bologna University, which is the oldest in Europe, has many different colleges. War and Peace, of which I have heard much, is a very long book. His story, of which I don't believe a word, throws very little light on the mystery. Where verbs which take a preposition or an adverb after them are used, it is not usual to separate the latter from the verb. See the examples that follow. To look after, to cut down, to listen to. The Brown's dog, which we looked after last summer, is always in our garden now. The Christmas tree, which was cut down in December, has taken root again. Nicholas Nickleby, which we listened to on the radio, was most interesting. In the spoken language, it is more common to use two simple sentences or a conjunction than a non-defining relative clause. For example, those people whom I have observed carefully are doing nothing. This sentence will normally be spoken as, I have observed those people carefully. They are doing nothing. Your daughter, whom I saw in the park, has grown very tall. Spoken, I saw your daughter in the park. She has grown very tall. The connective relatives are for persons who, for things which is sometimes used for a whole clause. It is not possible to use that as a connective relative. Here are one or two examples of connectives. I spoke to John, who told me of his ill luck. Mary studied the lesson, which was very easy. He reached the top of the tree, which was a very difficult thing to do. Defining relative clauses, second part. Sometimes a relative clause can be substituted by an infinitive when the relative clause tells how to use something. Listen to the following examples. Here is something which you can spend. Or, more commonly, here is something to spend. Before his examination, he has many books which he must read. Or, more commonly, before his examination, he has many books to read. When, in this case, there is a relative pronoun with a preposition, it is normal to place it after the infinitive. Someone to speak to, instead of someone to whom to speak. Some means to travel by, instead of some means by which to travel.